I couldn't believe it. I honestly could not believe it. I think I cried for a moment because it was really, I'd never thought that something like that could happen to us. But yo, what is life?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this fine podcast, the podcast that is focused on your self-development and growth. My name is Kevin Miner, and I'm so excited to bring you yet another episode that I hope and pray will entertain you, hopefully inspire you, hopefully resonate, and just, you know, be easy. Enjoy yourself. Kindly do not leave, because I'm really trying to sound really good in your ear. So if you leave, it will be like, you know, an insult to me. I want to thank you because last episode was amazing. We had over 100 listens on that episode. Anything above 50 for me is always aight, but 100 means that it was much needed. I had taken such a long break, and like I said, people are fasting, which is a good thing. So happy for that. And more than that, I mean, it was really lovely getting messages of fellow listeners who, to some extent, resonate with that story. And they're like, oh my goodness, I'm so happy that there's someone as bold as that to share their story. I wish I could get to that position. And like I said, Maningo, we have featured her on another episode as well, but this one was more of an attestment to her growth, which was very visible. If you have listened to the previous episode, with this one there was more of like a happy ending, and there was lessons in it, and there was so much vibrance and vibe. And the feedback, please keep it coming, because it fuels my drive as a creator, and it helps more people come here and, you know, narrate their stories. So thank you for that. Otherwise, I have been great. I'm hoping you have been great as well. I'm hoping this episode will go a long way. I had a story for you guys, so this is a funny one, but there is a lesson to it. So somewhere last week, I got a phone call, right? And it was around 8 p.m. So I pick up the phone. Remember, this is at around 8 p.m. I pick up the phone. And the first thing they say is, my guy, do you know you are meant for greatness? It was so dramatically said. Immediately, I knew they were drunk, right? So many of you might know this person as GK Nyambura on Instagram. And I know she might kill me for narrating this, but just stay with me, because there is a lesson. So midway through the conversation, I got so excited and recorded part of the conversation for the mere or simple reason that I want to replay it every single day of my life. So do have a listen.
But yeah. I feel like you, even if I was to go to Hollywood and someone's like, yo, excuse me, are you coming? Yeah. I'm like, next, I'm coming with Minor Mind. What?
What? Yeah.
You're actually committed and talented.
It's like, man, thank you.
Like balance of goals. Like, it doesn't matter if only 100 people see you.
Yeah, yeah.
You just need one person from that 100 people to see you, and you'll be gone. Like, out of touch, gone completely.
Yeah.
Actually, copy my name. Oh, Kevin.
Yeah.
You know?
I
you
feel.
Like, see how many? Couple of thousands.
Yeah.
You just need one person.
Man, that's so beautiful.
And I'll forever push you, because you're genuine. I love it.
I need these phone calls for sure.
Yeah, deadass. Like, it doesn't matter if I'm drunk.
Yeah. It's better when you're drunk.
Who'll be caring? Who's checking? Who's not register?
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth.
But like, I'm just here to tell you that I'd be seeing, I'd be loving, and you're meant for way more than you even think.
Thank you so much.
No, it's not stop thanking me.
All right.
Like, I just think you need thank.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like saying Beyonce's queen. It's beyond me, man. Like,
yeah.
If Beyonce says thanks or not, it's beyond me.
It was amazing. It was funny, but it was amazing, because at that point, she was making so much sense, albeit her being drunk to the extent that I really just didn't want it to end. And I felt like I needed that at that point, because I was not having a bad day. I was not even having a bad night or anything. But it made me feel like I really, really needed that. And I was thinking about it in general. And how often do we try and validate our efforts by trying so hard or making sure we don't encourage those people who are almost doing the same thing as us, right? So when it, and sometimes, you know what, sometimes they say sometimes when you're drunk is when you're really honest. So, and I actually encourage her, like, drink more often and then give me calls because it, I mean, if that's how it's going to be great. The lesson that I was trying to get through, however, is how often do we check on those people that are really trying to do something and you can, like, you can see the effort so hard, but you just rub it off. I have been a victim of that a lot, or I have been a player in that regard where I'm like, I know something is dope, and sometimes I'd see something online and be like, this is amazing, and say it to myself. You forget the other person on the other side of the screen doesn't know that you feel that way, yet you're still consuming their content. How amazing would it be if we saw other people's efforts and actually just, you know, told them, like, you're doing great, keep going, because you never know what state someone is in. So for that, GK, kindly keep drinking. Thank you for making me that call to me. It was really, really amazing. Away from that, this episode, I'm featuring a friend of mine. Her name is Cess, and she's a friend that I met on Instagram, because that's where I'm more active. That's where I interact with my listeners and whatnot. So we met there, and she is a content creator, a dope content creator. More than that, she's an entrepreneur. She does business here and there. And she wanted to share her story, which is very interesting. Umeshe kwa kwele situation, enye, you are dead broke, or you have no money, and then unapata 500 somewhere. Ama hata 200. That's how similar her story is, but in such a big way, which I want you to listen now. So without much further ado, it is time for Kevin's Guest.
My name is Cessna Ayeko. I am a business and information technology student. I am an actress, a content creator, and also I am a business lady, and this is my story. I remember it was last year, January, when the year was still starting. Things were okay. We had, by the way, very good plans of the year, my family and I, and things were going on smoothly until Feb, things started going haywire. So my dad, his previous car, he had an Alphard, which he used to rent it out to people. Okay, but mostly he used to rent it out to hotels. When tourists come, they could take his car, and then, you know, they take the tourists to go and visit places. So in February, there are some people who are needed to be transported from Nairobi to, was it Busia? I can't really recall, but yeah, it was those sides of Western. They were going for a funeral. And our driver, who was driving my dad's car at that moment, had decided to bail out on us. And he said that he was not going to come back to drive the car. So we need to look for another person who would fit into his place. And guess what? Yeah, God answered our prayers. And my cousin, at that time, he had no job. So my dad was like, since you know how to drive and you have a driving license and you can do this, just take this job and take this photo to Western for the funeral. He took the car and the people, and then they went. But now we had some news when they were in Naivasha. My dad got a call. And you know, at that time we were all in school. We were supposed to move out. I remember at that time we were supposed to move out and go to a bigger house. So we were just in the process. So my dad got a call that his car had an accident at Naivasha. And you know, he thought, at first when he got the call, he thought it's just something small, like a minor, maybe the front part or the back. He didn't think of it as a major accident that had happened. He was okay. So he went, he called his mechanic, and then he went to see the car. When he reached there, shock on him, the car was damaged. It was literally damaged. The front part, all of it was, oh my God, it was so horrifying. And you know, the funny thing is, or the good or unfortunate thing, the fortunate thing is, all the people who were inside the car, they were okay. Just some minor injuries, but nobody was hurt badly. people were okay. And I was like, hey, see, this God is great. People were okay. And we thanked God for that. In as much as the car was ruined, but people inside were okay. Because now if they were hurt, were the ones who were supposed to pay for the damages because it's our car. But no, people were okay. So I remember my dad was shocked. He didn't even tell us the news. This news, we heard it later on. So they took the car from Naivasha till Nairobi. It cost him around 30,000. I can't really remember. That is just from Naivasha. No, from Naivasha to the police station of Naivasha so that they can write down their statements. You know, all those police procedures. So from Naivasha to the police post, it cost around 20,000. And then now from the police post to Nairobi and then Nairobi till home. It cost him a lot of money. And you know, at that time, he was saving up for us to move out. And he had so many plans for that year, by the way. But all those plans got cancelled the moment that accident happened. Because now he had to find a way where the insurance company could cover for the costs and pay for them. I remember that time before that accident had happened. I had gone home and then my dad had given me 500 shillings. And then I was like, hey, 500 shillings. Now, how am I going to sustain myself with this cash? I took 200 from it, went to where I usually buy clothes, and then I bought sweatshirts with that 200 bob. I think there were three or two sweatshirts. I can't even remember, but yeah. And then I went to school and sold the sweatshirts. And my cue, the sweatshirts, they were bought. All of them, they were bought. And people are like, hey, sis, if this business, by the way, it's good and people want this sweatshirt. So you go bring the sweatshirts, we buy. And I was like, aight. So that day when I went home, it's when I heard the news. And I was going home specifically for the purpose that I buy the other sweatshirts and then I go sell, because now people were asking for their sweatshirts. They were on demand. So I decided to go home. So when I went home, it's when I heard the news that my dad's car had an accident and things were not okay. You know, to me, I didn't take it as a big issue. I was thinking it's a small issue until I saw the car. I couldn't believe it. I honestly could not believe it. I think I cried for a moment because it was really, I'd never thought that something like that could happen to us. But yo, what is life? What is life? We are never ready for what is coming. So anything can happen to anybody. I went back to school having bought the sweatshirts because I didn't want to really think about that, because you know, when you think about home a lot, it distracts you from school. So I went back to school with my sweatshirts. I sold my sweatshirts and my business started booming. And you know, that time my dad is not okay. So even providing for me, it was an issue because he had a lot to deal with. You know, it was just a horrible moment for him and for us as a family also. But hey, I had found a business that would sustain me while my dad is working to get back on his feet. So I wasn't really having a very big issue. I was just worried about him and my mom. I remember my rent of, was it March? He told me he didn't have cash to pay my rent. So I took my own savings that I had accumulated from my business and paid my rent myself. Yeah, I am responsible. I mean, your girl here is responsible. I paid my rent. It was fulfilling. To pay my own rent, by the way, it was so fulfilling, but now that was my savings. But anyway, I accepted the situation because my dad was not in a very good position, so I paid my rent. And then my business continued around April. He was supposed to be there to be compensated by his insurance company around April, but it delayed. The compensation really, really took time. So we really waited. Things were going on well for me until my next semester, my semester last year, when my business was okay. Yeah, it was okay. I had paid my rent for the previous month and I was feeling so good about myself. Because I still had some money saved up. When I went to school, the first week that we went to school, people bought sweatshirts. My business was okay. And then the money that I had gotten, I wanted to deposit it to my account. So I had 5,000 on me. Because I had a class of 8 in the morning, I decided to just carry the cash and go with it to school. And then after classes, I'll go to the bank and then deposit. So I went with the cash to school. But guess what? The time that I'm coming out of class, I want to go to the bank. Now that time, I've told my BFF, I'm coming, I'm going to deposit some cash in my account, I'll be back. Hey, I'm looking in my bag, nothing. In my pockets, because honestly, I can't remember where I kept the cash. In my head, I was thinking they were in my bag, but no, they were not in my bag. Hey, that was the moment I knew. Malenge Simboga. And then I just told myself, Sesna, calm down. I didn't even tell my BFF. I just told her I'm coming. I went to my house. I checked my house. And nothing. Nothing. So I locked my door, went back to school. I remember that night I slept at my best friend's place. And I had lost 5,000. In my bed, I'm just crying. I'm like, oh God, where did my cash go? And you know, that was the cash that was going to... Hey. I was going to depend on it because now my dad was not stable at that time. So I told my best friend, you know what? I'm not feeling okay. Just let me sleep. I didn't tell her. So the following day, when I was going back to my place, she went with me to my place because she knew Cessna is not okay. But I didn't tell her what was the problem. When I reached at my house, you know, when you want to open the door and then you find your padlock was open. And I'm like, I remember I locked this door. And then I asked her, Kwani, I didn't lock my door. And she was like, I don't know, because you were here alone. So entering my house, it was rummaged. My clothes are everywhere. Things are everywhere. My heart just pumped. Oh my God. I was scared at that moment. I was really scared because I knew I had been robbed, but I have never been robbed in my entire life. Fortunately, my laptop was there, my iron box was there, my gas was there, everything was intact. But now when I went to look at my small purse that I put money in, I had kept 2,000 shillings in that purse. So when I went to look in my purse to check my money, it wasn't there. Imagine, I had lost 5,000 shillings just yesterday. Today I'm coming in my house, 2,000 bob is gone. I just sat down and started crying. I cried in my heart. I'm telling myself, God, why? What have I done that things are following me? Bad luck is following me like this. I reflected upon my life and I'm like, what is happening? What have I done wrong? I really cried. And then that's the moment I just started ranting out to my best friend. I'm telling her, what is wrong? Kwani, what have I done that God is doing this to me, you know? And my dad is not okay at home and now this is happening. And this was the only thing that was helping me. I really, really ranted out at that time when I am crying. She comforted me. She didn't talk. She just comforted me. And after that, we prayed. She prayed. And I felt relieved at that moment. And I remember after she finished praying, I think I slept for like an hour. And then that time it was on a Friday, I decided I'll go home for the rest of the week. I'll come back next weekend. So I decided I'll just go home, stay with my dad, make him feel better also because he was not okay. And you know, just get to cheer up a bit. So I went home that week, taking a break from books and school and everything that the world is throwing at me. And I went home. I stayed with my dad. All I did that week was watch movies, eat, and sleep. That is, I was not even on my phone, by the way, remember that week. I just didn't want anything to do with the outside world. I just wanted my peace with my dad alone. But he was still going to work. So I went back to school the following week on Saturday. On Sunday. But I was still not okay, you know. I am still traumatized. I lost a lot of cash and things are not okay at home. Now I don't know how I'm going to sustain myself because I don't have enough cash to sustain myself. I was coping with life. My best friend was helping me out. Sometimes I sleep at her place. Most of the times I sleep at her place because I didn't want to sleep at my house. I was still scared that people might come in and break in when I'm inside. But I bought a new padlock. And you know, on Tuesdays in school, we usually have Bible studies. It's not compulsory, but I am in one with my best friend. I stopped going for the Bible studies. And then my Bible study dad asked my best friend, where is Sess? Because I've not seen her for the past 2 or 3 weeks. She has not been coming to Bible study. So Sharon didn't tell him anything. She just said, she's okay, she will come. And then he requested her to call me so that we can have a meeting at his office. So we went to his office. We went the following day. And he asked me, Sess, you have not been okay. And every time I meet you, you're not in your spirits because people know I'm always vibrant and noisy. When he asked me what's the problem, I started just crying. I broke down and I cried. It was for my best friend to speak for me because I was not in that position to do so. My best friend talked and she explained to him everything. We prayed together and he encouraged me. He told me things are going to be okay. By the way, those two people were there for me at that time. I felt I had people to talk to. I felt I had people to tell my story and to just cry on, a shoulder to lean on. Yani, you see those movies where a poor child meets a rich guy and then the person helps her out and transforms her? I felt that because my Bible study dad, he told us that evening he was going to take me for my house shopping. You know, in my house, I didn't have anything. Literally, I had nothing to eat. That's why I was staying with my best friend because she was the one providing food. So we went for shopping that evening. I was shocked at what he was buying. He asked me, what rice do you love? And then I pointed. And then he took 5 kgs of that rice, 5 liters of oil. I don't know. He was just God sent. I really felt like God had just told me, Sess, don't be afraid. Things are going to be okay. And whenever you feel as if things are going like this, just know that I will be there for you no matter what. I will stand with you. I felt God, and I felt really nice at that moment, knowing that there is someone who cares. There is someone who, when you tell them their story, they are ready to help you out. I felt really nice after that, and I went home. I just knelt down and I just gave thanks to God. I just cried because my heart was overjoyed. And you know, at that moment, I had no front or no back. Literally, sikuwa na mbele wala nyuma. At that moment, niliona, I have seen God. It taught me to be patient. And it taught me to always find people who you can confide in and talk to. Because imagine if I could not have talked to him. I couldn't have found yomsaada nyali nipatia. Was it a month later, my dad was compensated his car loss and he was given money and he bought another car for himself and things were okay. And we went home to see my grandparents and they prayed for our car. In all my life, I will remember 2019 because a lot of things happened in 2019 and I think I came out strong out of 2019. It taught me to be patient with things. It taught me that anything can happen to anybody. We are not special. You're not special. And even in this time of corona, you might get a hold of corona. Don't think that you are special not to have it. Anything can happen to anybody. Always be thankful for every moment because every moment teaches us, has a moral story. And I thank God for everything.